Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm chatting with someone who I chatted with about a year and a half ago or so. And that was in a time when, you know, they had done a tiny bit of touring in the beginning of the beginning of the end of the pandemic, and things were, you know, starting to open up. But dude, crazy year for this band, and it's about to get crazier. Senga Sugabog, Devin Swank, the vocalist of this band. I like your shirt. Tragedy fucking rules.
Oh yeah.
Awesome band. And man, welcome back to the show, dude. How you doing?
Stoked, man. Yeah. Excited to be here and spill the beans on the new record and tell you what we've been all up to.
Absolutely, man. So the new record, Homicidal Ecstasy, is coming out next week. By the time you hear this, it'll probably be out by now via Century Media Records. We're friends on social media. I saw you mention something about like this is an album that you're actually like really excited to tour on, an album that you're proud of. What differentiates this material and this album from past Senga Sugabog stuff?
Yeah, man. I'd say that, you know, we came a long way and really grew as not just as like musicians and, you know, as far as like technicality standpoint, but getting into the notion of being a professional touring band, and definitely did a lot of landmark stuff and grew closer with my bandmates, you know, than ever before. You know, we went through life together, you know, being on the road and being close corner all the time, you know, something's bothering them, like bleeds into our lives, and, you know, we're there for one another. And, you know, and also like, as far as this record, you know, we really took our time. You know, the last record prior, we were rushed, you know, rushed to get into the studio. We had we had deadlines they needed to meet, and they had like a, you know, a timer over our heads. With this, you know, we delayed a lot of the production process about 3 or 4 times just because we wanted everything to be perfect. And, you know, and we carved out a lot of songs. They're a lot more meaningful. And, you know, when we recorded it, we recorded 15 and picked 12, nice, for the record. So like, yeah, we definitely put a lot more time. And with that, we put a lot more heart and a lot more emotion and a lot more of us in this record. So I'm really stoked about it. It's best thing I've ever been a part of so far.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'm stoked to hear it. There's a singled out now. The video is nasty as hell. You sticking to that, you know, it might be a little bit more quote unquote professional, like you said, but you'll still stick to the nastiness, man. You're still gross and gross. And that's awesome.
For sure.
So, how did you guys even find time to work on the record? I mean, you guys have toured like animals. You guys have done, you know, Europe. You did full USs like several times. You know, how did you guys even figure out time to work on it?
Yeah. So we, you know, we have the luxury of having our own home recording studio where we practice. And, you know, when we rehearse, you know, getting ready to play shows and everything, we spend the entire day together or an entire weekend together, and we stay in the studio and like sleep there and wake up and jam again the next day. So with having ideas and bringing them there, it's really easy to record and, you know, piece everything together. Another thing we did is while on our the Nile and Incantation tour we did last February of 2022, we ended up taking these like miniature Boss Katana amps, and we plugged our guitars through that, and we would tap drum patterns and actually like carve out like songs and stuff while on the road.
That's cool.
And yeah, and then we recorded it between it was in between when we got back from our run with Cannibal Corpse, and then we were getting ready to do another headlining run. So in that time frame is when we recorded it fully.
That's awesome, man. You guys, do you guys have a primary songwriter? You guys, is it a collaborative thing?
It's all a collaborative thing. You know, I do this thing called Judd. So,
yeah, I know Judd.
Yeah. You know, the band Judd. Yeah. So, I would do like Judd riffs, and like Cody would, take it and actually write a song with it and stuff too. So even I have a riff, quote unquote riff, yeah, so to speak, on the record. But yeah, we all had a hand in it, every bit of it.
That's awesome, man. Bringing it back with the Judd, that's awesome. So, you know, I have to mention like the touring like crazy. You just mentioned like Incantation, Nile, you did Cannibal Corpse. And this is something that's not, you know, this is not something that like is lost on you, because you know, you are someone who's like goes diehard with the death metal and the metal. And like, we were talking about that last time, you know, growing up with your dad showing you this stuff, you know, has there been over the past year, has there been like a pinch me moment where you're just like, dude, my dreams are happening right now. This is wild.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, when we did the Cannibal Corpse run prior to that, we toured with Terror.
Yes.
And we were the definitely the odd band out, but you know, it worked. It worked very well on those dates. We were able to, you know, recruit some new fans, so to speak. And then did a couple of headlining shows, and they did really well in between. And then that first show with Cannibal Corpse, man, just, you know, meeting Alex Webster and hanging out with Paul, and you know, seeing Rob Barrett like nod at me and make jokes with me, and I was just like, you got to be like me right now. This can't be happening. And
you're feasting with the gods, dude.
Right. And then, you know, we played the Fillmore in Philadelphia for the Decibel Metal and Beer. We played to like, it was over 2,000 people that were there, and they all went nuts. And I was just like, man, this is maybe it's right. You know, maybe what people are saying is holding up to it, like people are catching on and getting into it. And that's definitely a really cool moment, man, because I was just eating that up and I was so energized. We're all looking at each other like, dude, this is sweet. Like during the whole set we're geeking out, like Cody's smiling so hard behind the drum kit that he's spitting on himself, he's so stoked. And yeah, it was just an unmatchable high. And then the response that we received in Europe was like none other too. You know, every show
sound.
Yeah. Rotten Sound, man. That dude, that was really cool, man. And I've been a Rotten Sound fan for forever. I started a band. I'm in a band called Tomb Sentinel, just mm-hmm. because I love that HM2,
yeah,
like grind death metal like crossover thing. And yeah, man, like when we played with Rotten Sound in Italy, they were shouting us out. They shouted us out like maybe four times during the set, and I was like, "Damn, that band with us? That's sweet, man. That was really cool." Yeah, that's another band. That band, yeah, playing with Rotten Sound was dope. Oh man, why do I keep forgetting about this one? Mortician was cool too.
Yeah,
I would say the coolest thing we've ever done, for me at least, is playing with Suffocation in Amityville, which is basically on the island, like Long Island. Sold out show, and they're hanging out with us the entire time. They're talking to us, they're asking if we'd ever be down to tour with them, so forth.
You're like, and then yes, please.
Right. You don't even have to ask. And I got to go on stage and do Funeral Inception with them.
Wow.
Yeah, man. And that was that's my favorite death metal band in the entire world. So that was a really like, oh, like come to Jesus kind of moment.
It's awesome, man. You mentioned, touring with Terror, and, you know, on paper, if someone who's just a fan of death metal or just a fan of hardcore, it might not make sense, but, you know, the reaction, it seems like it really, you know, meshed well. And then, you know, you have Aaron from Jesus Peace on your new album. You know, why does that work? If you were to say, like, why does it work that Sangha Sigabog can play with Terror, can throw in with, you know, a death metal tour or also a hardcore tour? What makes you guys adaptable that way?
I would just think, you know, as far as like hardcore aesthetically, we're not alike. We're almost everything that you would hate a hardcore band brought it, you know, like insane fast drums, undecipherable vocals, and really like guitars that are so tuned down so low that it just gets hidden in the mix. But I think the groove and the groove and just like the ignorance that our music brings, and, you know, just kind of like our personalities bring, it kind of links up, man. And you know, we all come from a lot of us in the band come from a punk background. You know, Cody and Sed come from a hardcore background. I tell Drew he listens to like beer throwing punk, like Gag and stuff. And then me, man, I'm a huge crust punk kid. So Tragedy. I love crust. Yeah. Love Tragedy. His Hero Is Gone. Dead in the Dirt. Skit System. All that. I grew up on that. That's bread and butter for me. So awesome. I think us having a hand in that and still being kind of DIY and just writing heavy, it all just kind of like blended in together.
Well, I mean, you know, even, you know, and I'm not even that old, but, you know, but I can look back and, you know, when I first started getting into hardcore and also metal and punk, there was a lot more delineations, right? Like they didn't meld as well, you know, and also like, you know, you got a lot more judgment based on, you know, what you listen to. But I think that, you know, the ease of listening to different things, it's all opened up. And it seems like these days, you know, a kid can listen to Sangha Sigabog, Doja Cat, and, you know, some straight edge hardcore band and love it all and not have any weird preconceived notion about it. And it's all good. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And another thing I wanted to point out too is like, it's not anything that's relatively new, because, you know, in New York, like, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s, you had bands like Revenants and Internal Bleeding, Dehumanized, and they were all playing
Eternal
with like
Suffering. Hardcore bands. Oh, that band, Eternal Suffering. That's
Eternal Suffering.
It's like deathcore,
Oh yeah, yeah. And they would all play with core bands, hardcore bands, and they would blend all that stuff. Yeah. All Out. I seen All Out War and Internal Bleeding on the same bill. I think I seen Sworn Enemy with Dying Fetus once too. So yeah. Like it's always been there. I just think that, you know, it's been there and it's been kind of like hinting at crossing over so long that it's now we're at the day and age where it could be, not to say it wasn't already like fully acceptable, but it's definitely more digestible.
Yeah.
You know, than it was before.
I got to shout out my dudes in the band Zabulba. I think that they had a big, a big hand in, you know, and might not always get as much recognition or love for it. But I think that they were early on in bringing in the like really down-tuned, you know, death metal sounding mm-hmm. stuff. And even more, they're basically a metal band at this point, but, you know, kind of bridging hardcore and metal in the early 2010s or whatever. So
it's absolutely,
it's a beautiful
shout out. Yeah. Shout out Zabulba. Dude, that band is insane.
Yes.
And not only that, bro, those dudes are riders. Like we've hung out. They came and checked us out on our second tour we ever did. And you know, Martin is also in Zabulba and Hair, and Martin is a soldier, dude. That is a dude you want on your good side. So like, and he's all about music, extreme metal, hardcore, all about it, been about it his whole life. So that band's lifers. Love those guys.
Absolutely, man. I kind of had a couple more goofy questions. Sengasugabog, obviously it can be a hard to pronounce name. What's the weirdest pronunciation you've heard for your band name?
I would say that like the weirdest pronunciation was a joke that Corpse Grinder told me on tour. Okay. But he was like, "We've been calling you Samsung Sam's." What do you say, Samsung Sudafed?
Oh, nice! There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
Samsung Sudafed. That could be a T-shirt.
That would be. I don't know if we get sued, but
by both hands.
Our door.
Exactly. Cease and desist by Samsung and Sudafed. Damn. Okay, so a couple more. So I had Gate Creeper in the studio a couple months back when they were coming through tour, and they're a band that like I love that band, but for some reason there's, you know, metal elitists tend to, you know, kind of gatekeep with them, funny with the band name, but they make fun of them. There's even a meme page making fun of Gate Creeper. I think it's because they're handsome guys, personally. But you know, Sengasugabog, I've seen people like, you know, trolling or like talking trash about that. You know, with any band success in underground music, there's always going to be an amount of haters. How do you handle the haters, Devin?
I don't let it get to me. Just cause like none of those guys know me, and
totally
I've had to come face to face with a hater. Some dude was like drunk and was spewing shit to our faces and tried to get handsy, and he got thrown into a car. So so if you're bringing that kind of shit, then you'll get a response that you would probably think would happen.
Yeah.
But you know, as far as like people talking on the internet or trying to roast us and make comments, I laugh at it, man, because to be honest, like I make fun of myself all the time.
Yeah, you guys roast yourselves. You guys
and nobody can make fun of us better than we can. So but there's been some people where they've like made abbreviations of our names and stuff. And I'm just like, damn, I can't even get mad. That's a good one. So, I let it roll off me, man. Cause for anybody that hates, we have 100 other people that love us at the same time. And, you know, I just don't like when people assume that we're bad people because we make scary music, and it's like you don't know us, you don't know anything about us, so your opinion's invalid. Like there's bands that are, they're glorifying like being a Viking, and you think they're actually like raiding ships and stabbing people with axes. And yeah,
I don't think Devourmen are baby killers, but hey,
yeah,
could be. Okay. So a couple more goofy questions. Turnstile recently popped up in a Taco Bell commercial. Now, if we could somehow pair Senga Sugabog with a product or corporate brand, what brand or in product endorsement would go perfect with Senga Sugabog?
Damn. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
At the corporate. Exhumed said still chainsaws.
That's cool. I would say, I was thinking almost something on the lines of like a at home workout thing, like a shake weight or something. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe when you start using it or something, it just plays like our song. And, you know, if it's the demo, you don't have to work out that hard. But if it's this record, like, you know, there's a song that's 5 minutes. So good luck.
You know, there's increasing, you know, possibilities with merchandise. I saw that band Gridiron put footballs, and they put their name on a football as a promo merch item.
That's badass.
It waits with Senga Sugabog, and like right in the middle, there you go, man. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I take kettlebells and stuff with me on the road. So
there you go.
Like kettlebells with their logo on it or something.
Another reason why you don't want to talk. This guy brings kettlebells on tour. Okay, so I'm going to do a this or that. So we're going to start with one that might be a little obvious since you mentioned they're like your favorite ever, but Suffocation or Bolt Thrower?
Oh, Suffocation. Okay. Hands down.
Okay. CDs or vinyl?
Oh, man. Damn. It's weird. Cause like I'd probably say CDs only because nostalgia aspect, and it's more accessible for driving and everything. I got into vinyl record collecting when I was a junior in high school, so by then I already had a huge like plethora of like CDs. So I would say CDs. I own more CDs than I do vinyl, anyways.
I got all these back here and then like 7 or 8 humongous binders full of CDs. I have vinyl too, but CDs, man.
Yeah.
And plus CDs are cheaper now. Like vinyl is pretty expensive, dude.
Yeah. And plus like, I used to do this thing called stack wars. Like, what are you going to bring on a road trip? And we would take a picture of our stack of CDs, like in your hand or what you have in your car. And, it's much more easier to take with you and keep around on you.
Until they make the portable like record player for your car, you know. I don't think that's coming anytime soon. Okay. Cannibal Corpse or Cryptopsy?
I'd say Cannibal Corpse because they have more so of a solid like discography. Their catalog is more persistent and everything. Not any shade on Cryptopsy, because you're literally, you're comparing two gods together. But yeah, I'd say Cannibal on that one.
You're going to a merch table. You see a design you love. Long sleeve or short sleeve metal shirt?
Short sleeve.
Short sleeve. Okay. Got to show off the guns.
That's right.
One of the Twitter posts that you made about this band kind of went viral, mini viral. Pantera or Slayer?
Ooh, we're saying music standpoint,
just music. Okay, not politics.
Okay. Oh yeah. I mean, I'll be honest though. If you asked me who I'd want to see live more, I would say Pantera.
New Pantera.
Yeah, especially in the '90s, dude. Pantera's literally, that's one of my favorite bands. I've listened to Pantera my whole life. I do love them.
Yeah.
But I just think it's funny that like they make jokes about the reunion. I wanted to chime in on it. And they call it like a cash grab and whatever. I say call it like it is, man. It's a midlife crisis. You know, Phil misses that. And why wouldn't he? But Music standpoint, man, man, that's a hard one. Cause like, oh dude, you go to listen to like Far Beyond Driven or Trinkill even, and the riffs on that are so sick. But Slayer's also put out some sleeper records too. Like records that I'm just like,
Divine Intervention.
I do like Divine Intervention. I like some of it, yeah, to be honest. Man, I'd say Slayer. That sucks. I hate having to say that.
Pantera would probably say Slayer.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say Slayer.
Dark Throne or Mayhem?
Man. Damn. That's a good one too. They're both so sick live too.
Yeah.
I'd say Mayhem. Because like also Mayhem's crew like with us too. We got to hang out with them and at Psycho Las Vegas. They're cool.
Nice. All right. I know this will hit you hard. Dabs or blunts?
Oh, blunts.
Blunts? Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I'm a blunt guy.
Nice. Okay. Nile or Autopsy?
It's two totally different bands too.
Absolutely.
That was no disrespect. I'm gonna have to say Autopsy. Just because like that's the first show I ever like drove out of town to go see when I was growing up. So yeah, I'd say them, man. They put on a killer show. Chris Reifert's which, by the way, I would go on the record to say Chris Reifert is OG pioneer of death metal, at least grimy death metal, you know?
Absolutely. All right. This is the mammoth, the number one. 6 Feet Under or Body Count?
I love Body Count. I have to say Body Count.
Yeah.
Dude, there's some good.
There's some good 6 Feet Under, dude. Including 6 Feet Under featuring Ice-T.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, Alan West is, you know, one of the sickest death metal guitarists of all time. And when you say it out loud, like, oh, 6 Feet Under is Obituary, but with Chris Barnes, it's like, that sounds sick, you know? Like, yeah. So, But Body Count, man, is also basically suicidal with Ice-T.
Absolutely.
And they got killer riffs. They got killer riffs, man. Especially their latest records, dude. That's probably what I'm gonna hold it to. Is like
probably their best stuff.
Yeah. Is who's putting out shit now that's tight, and that's Body Count for sure, man.
All right. Right on, man. My last question for you, dude. Pick a scar on your body. Tell us the story of how you got it and show us if you can.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it. I got, I have a pretty gnarly one on my chin.
Okay. Well, the beard's show. Oh yeah, I see it. The beard's kind of missing like for that little.
Yeah. So, damn, man. I am not a violent guy, I'll be honest.
Okay.
But that's from a fight I got into when I was a sophomore in high school. And we've been playing a basketball game. We're playing one-on-one. I'm smoking him. And then he starts running his mouth about me and then swings on me.
Oh.
And we tussled, and long story short, I got the best of him, but he split my chin open, and then I had like a gnarly ass like bite mark like on my ear too. Like he bit my ear. So yeah, I don't like talking about that. But that's the first scar that came to mind besides my circumcision.
You can show that too, maybe on the OnlyFans version of this interview for the people. Devin Swank from Sangasugabog, Homicidal Ecstasy coming out next week, but by the time you hear this, probably already out on Century Media. You can pre-order it. You can order it on vinyl, CD, tape, whatever you want. Any final words for Metal Shop and Seattle audience?
Hey, keep listening to Metal Shop, and hopefully we play El Corazon again.
That's it.
And if we do, come out. I love Seattle, man. It's disease and rat infested. The hobos are actually pretty nice, though, if you talk to them. And the food's good. The weather sucks, but the metal's sick.
Yep. We'll bring you a Drawn and Quartered CD and a blunt.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Drawn and Quartered, sick, man.
Absolutely.
Band's tight. But yeah, thanks for having me. And definitely pick up the record on February 3rd. Pick up merchandise and CDs and what have you, tickets on our website, www.singwithsugabog.com.
Right on, dude. Take it easy, Devin. Have a good one, man.
You too, brother. Later.
Bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.